is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Republican nomination for the presidency in 2024. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, former representative from South Carolina, in conversation with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. Selena, a very good day to you. In order to be successful in the nomination process for the Republican Party, you must be successful in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, our state of identification. I'm East, you're West. Your conversation with Tim Scott begins with his large themes in his candidacy and his visits to Iowa and New Hampshire. So I begin there, but I'm keen on how this will relate to Western Pennsylvania, where we know the battle for the nominations and the battle for the presidency will be determined. A very good evening to you. What are large themes for Tim Scott right now? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks so much for having me on. I think overall in the interview with Senator Scott, and I think it's important to note that he still is not officially declared. However, he has started an exploratory committee, is that we don't need to be tough on China. We must be tough on China. We cannot let it just run rickshaw all over our economy, our intelligence, our artificial intelligence, our intellectual properties, but also our economy and our military. He is very strident about our China problem, also including the manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl. And also he just believes that we are a country of aspiration and we are not meeting those goals. And, you know, we need to come together over very common sense things like solving our inflation problem and solving our education problem and working together to make those more solvent and more prosperous for the next generation.
I note you mentioned China and fentanyl, which is a threat to Western Pennsylvania, as you've explicated these last months and years now. What is it that he can do about that or intends to do about it? What is his big thinking? Is it the border? Is it China? Is it Mexico? Is it the drug syndicates in America?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. For years and that I've been talking to you on your show, the problem has been Western Pennsylvania and the fentanyl crisis. However, in the past 2 years or 3 years, Philadelphia has I hate to use the word performed because you really don't want to perform in overdoses, but it has surpassed the western half of the state, the Appalachian part of the state. Philadelphia is a minority county. However, the deaths there and overdoses there are of some of the highest in the country. In terms of some of his solutions, it begins in China and it ends in Mexico, where the fentanyl is coming across the border carried by members of the cartel. And I think it's important to people understand that most of the coyotes that are bringing the fentanyl across the border are American citizens.
We go to more national security before we turn to the pocketbook. You and the senator speak of Russia, and the senator says quite correctly that President Biden has not made that 9 o'clock Oval Office speech about what is the vital national interest. I came across that same concept once upon a time when I was reading about Vietnam. Henry Kissinger made that argument when he was an advisor to Richard Nixon in 1968. What is the American national interest in Vietnam? Mr. Kissinger's conclusion, this is 68-69, was that there was no national interest, and therefore it would be best to start to work what eventually became Vietnamization. And we know that led to catastrophe, but it's 50 years later, and I call upon that because it would seem that Senator Scott is also identifying an unanswered question. What is the vital national interest of the U.S. involvement intimate involvement in Ukraine. Does the senator believe there is such a thing, or does the senator believe that that President Biden has not given that speech because he doesn't have the reason?
It's the latter. He doesn't believe that there has been sort of that, to your point, that rallying cry. Why is this important? Why should we care? How does this impact us and how does this impact the world? And there really hasn't been that full-throated demonstration to rally Americans around that. If you look at the polling done by Pew, support for the Ukraine and Russian war has dropped significantly since it first began in January of 2022, and conversely, what has really been really interesting is concern for the relationship and the tension between China and Taiwan among Americans has escalated in that same time period.
Two pocketbook issues where the election will be determined. The senator indicates, and I don't have paper on this, indicates that he is going to follow, as president, the Ronald Reagan pathway, which is to lower taxes and leave more money in the hands of the American people to make decisions. Do I say that correctly? And what else is his vision for domestic policy?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. While it sounds simple and like a simple concept, it actually invigorates the American economy. He also believes, and this is a stance that you see most of the Republicans in the considering running or running, is that we need to make more things here. Okay, that sounds wonderful. What does that mean? Well, part of why we don't make more things here is a bureaucratic mess when it comes to permits and licensing and the ability to develop. Oftentimes, investors are left sitting for 2, 3, 4 years unable to get a permit for a potable, right, for water. I mean, just so simple things like that. And he thinks we need to streamline that process in a much better way. That helps open the door for more things to be made here. And that makes us stronger in his belief system.
Culture issues are dominating many of the headlines today. They aren't necessarily presidential challenges. The president must speak to a future and a legacy in national security. But what does Senator Scott, you put your toe in the water and you watch to see what happens. What does he say about the cultural divides that we see in the country? Does he believe they're profound or can be spoken to from the Oval Office?
He thinks they are profound. However, he also believes they are not unfixable, in that we share much more in common than we do apart. And part of that division streamlines outside of social media, cable news, and these sort of divided silos of news gathering. And that when you get on the ground and you talk and you listen to people, people are much more connected with each other over things outside of politics than are divided by politics.
Now we come to the Western Pennsylvania part of the topic, where the election will be decided, where the nomination will be decided. The senator is asked about Donald Trump, who is, according to all the polling, not only the only candidate so far announced, but also dominating plurality in many polling samples, again, where you don't have mano a mano, but the whole field. What does Senator Scott say about Donald Trump's style of either campaigning, his presidency, or his future in the party?
So on policy, Scott admits they're pretty much on the same line on a lot of things. However, in terms of delivery and comportment and life experiences, Scott says that's where the difference lies. I think he said in the story that Trump comes from a silver spoon and he comes from a plastic fork. Yes. And which I thought was really interesting.
Yes.
And very descriptive. There's so many people that can say, oh, I get that. And so I think it's his life experiences, the struggles that he's had, the empathy that he possesses on people's struggles that separate him from President Trump. And just sort of, it is something as simply as style. Oftentimes in a primary, whether it's a Republican primary or Democrat primary, they mostly agree on policy issues, but style comes into play in the voter's mind. Connectivity is important to a voter.
And Western Pennsylvania is, according to my reading of your columns again and again, a place where Donald Trump did very well in the primary in 16, certainly in the general election in 16, certainly in the general election in 20, did very well. However, this is a new day for 24. So your measure of Western Pennsylvania, is it open to messages other than Donald Trump's, Tim Scott's, if the governor of Florida gets in? Is Western Pennsylvania listening to what Senator Scott has to say, or has it already made up its mind?
No, absolutely. You know, Senator Scott had a big impact in Erie, Pennsylvania. The downtown Erie is the poorest zip code in the entire state. And he invested in the Main Street project there that completely revitalized that downtown from new businesses, minority-run businesses, but also affordable, beautiful housing. And so he has a presence here, I think, that a large amount of national press doesn't really realize. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I see this race as no one is inevitable. That's how I see it after interviewing voters. And that's where I think it is. Yes, Donald Trump is ahead in the polls, but I would argue that at this time in 2015, Jeb Bush was also wildly ahead. And Hillary Clinton was wildly ahead in 2008. And Howard Dean was wildly ahead in 2004. Nothing is inevitable 9 months before the first vote is cast in the primary process next year.
The president's video announcing his reelection. What surprised me was that the video was built around one opponent, Donald Trump. Did that surprise you, Selena?
No, the Democrats have been very candid in telling me in terms of candidates that are, you know, have their hands in or peripherally have their hands in 2024. They are so determined and relying upon Trump as being the nominee. They don't have a plan B if he's not. And the message is direct. It's a gamble, but, you know, politics is always a risk and a gamble. But, you know, that they are staking everything on Trump being the nominee. I think it's a foolhardy decision.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, her conversation with Senator Scott, and the New York Post. We're going to turn to Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh, when we come back, and a primary race that will be determinative of the district attorney. This is Policing Matters in America in 2023. I'm John Batchelor.